The federal government is celebrating the passage of its minerals resource rent tax through Parliament and pressuring Tony Abbott to pass the associated tax cuts for business. The legislation enabling the corporate tax cuts hasn't yet been presented to Parliament, but the opposition's already said it won't vote for it. The Greens say they'll support a tax cut, but only for small business. While it was originally part of the government's plan to give a tax break to small businesses 12 months ahead of their bigger counterparts, it seems the impasse now means that from July this year, there'll be a two-tiered tax system into the future. And the Prime Minister concedes that result isn't a good system. From Canberra, Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane reports.
It's taken nearly 2 years of fisticuffs with the Coalition and a bare-knuckle fight with the minerals industry to get the minerals resource rent tax through Parliament. And this morning, government MPs celebrated its passage through the Senate.
This is a great thing for the Australian people.
These resources are owned by every Australian. The benefit of those resources ought to be spread to every Australian.
The Prime Minister hit the airwaves too.
We're going through a spectacular resources boom. That's good for our economy, but it also means we need to share the benefits of that boom right around the country. The mining tax will do that with new tax benefits for 2.7 million small businesses, better super for more than 8 million Australian workers, and we will have a stream of funds to build the infrastructure we need for the resources boom.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
We are absolutely 100% committed to repealing the carbon tax and the mining tax.
Mr Abbott's promised to honour the lift in the compulsory superannuation guarantee, but the opposition leader won't support any other measures associated with the minerals resource rent tax. That hasn't stopped Julia Gillard from niggling Tony Abbott over the planned tax cuts for corporate Australia.
Now we've got the opposition threatening to trash the Liberal Party brand, presumably to all cash in their Liberal Party tickets and get some other form of political party ticket and vote against company tax cuts.
The bill to ensure the corporate tax cut from 30 to 29% hasn't yet been presented to Parliament. The government's plan is to first deliver the cut to small business from July this year, before delivering it to big businesses next year. But with the Greens only prepared to support a cut for small businesses and not big business, and the Coalition opposed to all corporate tax cuts associated with the minerals tax, the nation's facing the long-term prospect of a two-tiered tax system for corporate Australia.
The system we want is a system that gives small business a head start on the company tax reductions. We do not think it is a good system in the long term to have differential company tax rates.
And the Prime Minister was defensive when asked about how she'd overcome the hurdle.
I come to these press conferences a lot and I get told at every one of them, you won't get X or Y through. I put up with months and months of scoffing about the carbon price. Guess what? It's the law of Australia today. I've put up with months and months of scoffing about the minerals resource rent tax. Guess what? It went through the Senate last night. Before we start on a process of months and months of scoffing about whether or not we'll get through the company tax cuts, I think I'm entitled to go scoreboard, and at the moment it's running more in my favour than yours.
Earlier on AM, the Prime Minister was asked about pressuring the Greens, who helped Labor form government.
Look, we will continue the campaign for these tax cuts, but I think I am entitled, Sabra, to say today that the remarkable decision here is the decision by Tony Abbott to oppose these tax cuts.
If she is serious about getting her company tax cut through, she should declare that this is a matter of confidence in the government and force the Greens to back it.
Which means we're set for weeks of arguing about tax as the government gears up for its May budget. This is the last sitting week of Parliament before the budgetary session. You've promised to make aged care a signature reform of this second term. There are also high expectations that you will deliver on a national disability insurance scheme and do something about dentistry. How can you do something meaningful on all of those things, given how tight finances are?
Well, we will return the budget to surplus and we will make the necessary decisions, some of them quite hard decisions, to get that done. That isn't a you know, political goal, it's an economic goal. It's the right thing to do for our economy, which will be running at basically trend growth to deliver a surplus. Financial markets are more punishing than they have ever been of governments that don't hold to their promised fiscal strategies, and we will. And of course, delivering a budget to surplus means that we are alleviating some pressure on the Reserve Bank as it makes decisions about interest rates. And of course, that does that very independently from government, completely independently from government. But if you get your fiscal policy right, it leaves more room to move in monetary policy. So we will be making all of the decisions necessary to return the budget to surplus. We do have further policy ambitions to help Australians. We've done a lot to work with Australian families, whether it's paid parental leave, better schools, record investments in healthcare, the new skills package I announced yesterday. I do, over time, want to add, and I particularly want to see us, over time, deliver a national disability insurance scheme, but we've always been very upfront with people how complicated this is and how we need to get the policy work right.
The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, speaking there with Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.